Hello everyone, this is your IELTS guide Isha. I'm back with a new podcast, and this time we are going to discuss about IELTS writing. Yes, IELTS writing type 2, that is your task 2, and whether it is an academic module or general module, it is going to be the similar type of essay, no matter whichever module it is. So let's begin. Alright, so IELTS Task 2 is common for both academic as well as general task, and there are 6 main types of IELTS Task 2 essays. So let's count one by one. The first type of essay is opinion based essays. Then you have discussion essays, then problem solution essays. The fourth one is advantages and disadvantages essay. However, there is still a variation in that. I will discuss one when I'll be discussing it in detail. So I will tell you how there are many variations in advantages and disadvantages type essay. All right. Then the fifth part is double type question. Okay, double question essays, and then we have miscellaneous essays. Okay, before I move ahead, the double type questions, they are also called as two-part questions. So that's it. I think we are good with 6 type of essays. We'll discuss one by one in detail, but in this episode I'm going to discuss about opinion based essays. So let's discuss. Now, how you will plan to write opinion-based essays? First of all, you need to know what is an opinion-based essay looks like. And before we move ahead, let's see how you're going to check whether the question is opinion-based or discussion based or whatever types we have discussed so far. How do we get to know the essay that has been given in the exam looks like opinion based essays? Because that's the topmost mistake like candidates make, that they are not able to catch the type of essay that the examiner has asked you. So you need to know there are different types by which you can get that there are the essay is a type of opinion-based essay or discussion-based essay or whatever types we have discussed. All right, so let me tell you, the common question usually for opinion-based essays, they have a part which is called as, like, there can be 3 parts basically. So there would be some similar wordings, and then you will be able to catch like whether it's asking for your opinion. So there will be a wording saying, what's your opinion? Then, do you agree or disagree? Then, to what extent do you agree or disagree? And sometimes they mix it with a discussion based type question. Then they might ask you, discuss the view or discuss both the sides and then give your opinion. So in that type of essay, they are actually mixing both type essays. So you have to discuss as well as you have to give your opinion. But if it's a straight opinion based essay, you need to know that the wordings could be, what is your opinion? Do you agree or disagree? To what extent do you agree or disagree? So let's look at a question. All right, I'm going to reiterate a question and you will get to know whether it's an opinion-based question or not. All right, so here is the question. Having a big amount of salary is much more important than having job satisfaction. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Give reasons for your answer and include any relevant examples from your own knowledge or experience. Write at least 250 words. Now, first of all, you need to know what type of essay it is. Now, as I told you, they will have similar wordings. So I asked you, to what extent do you agree or disagree? I think you should be able to catch by now that it is an opinion-based question, right? Now, that's the most important tip of this type of essay, that you need to check whether they have asked for opinion or something else. Now, moving ahead, how you have to structure your essay. Before we actually get into the substance of this essay, you need to know how you're going to structure it out so that the score that you are aiming for, you should be able to score it. So if they're asking about writing at least 250 words, make a target that you should write at least 250 words and you should not go beyond 280 words. In any ideal situation, 250 words, 10 plus is ideal, 260. And if you have more to write, just do not go above 300. That's all. 280 is the max word limit, because the kind of question that are being asked in IELTS, they are sufficiently answered in 250 words. That's why their limit is set for any damn essay, right? Alright, and I think I forgot to tell you guys that in IELTS letter, they write like at least 150 words. So you should not go beyond 180. Keep it in mind. 260, 160, 280, 180. That's all. 180 for IELTS letter, 280 for IELTS essay. 160 for IELTS letter, 260 for IELTS essay. I'm so sorry. Alright. Now, another mistake that students usually make, not students, but any IELTS candidate usually makes, is they do not stick to the question that has been asked. First of all, structure is very, very, very important. You need to know how you're going to structure out the whole essay. You have to create essay in such a way that you are answering all the questions that is being asked, no matter if you are following four paragraph structure or you are following five paragraph structure. So the four paragraph structure is a standard structure. Anyone can use this structure, and then anyone can complete the IELTS essay for four paragraph structure, and they can easily score 7.5 band in this. But if you want to score more, you should increase a paragraph, like you should move ahead with a paragraph, and then you can write up to five paragraph structure, provided you have written a very, very good English. All right. So the most common errors that candidates make in IELTS opinion-based essays is they do not state an opinion. Because the essay is asking for your opinion. You're simply discussing the question, you're giving your views, like this, like you're relating the views, you're giving the reasons, but you're not actually giving your views. That is what they are looking for. You need to give your views, what you think about that question, because they are asking you. It's not a general question. They are asking you, to what extent do you agree or disagree, right? And whenever you are giving your opinion, you should back up that opinion with clear reasons, okay? You should give supporting reasons and examples. Keep in mind, examples are the strength of your essay. You have to include examples, no matter if you are supporting the essay or you are disagreeing to it, whatever it is. You have to give examples so that the examiner should know that you have a clear idea of how the essay is going to be. Alright, moving ahead with the structure now. So, the first paragraph structure, I'm going to discuss about the four paragraph standard structure for essay, because that's a common plan for any essay. So, anybody who wants to score above 7, like 7.5 or nearly 7, four paragraph structure is the best way to handle IELTS writing. And even if you want to score more, you can still stick to this structure, but you need to write a really good English. All right, the first paragraph would be your introduction, and the second paragraph should be your main body paragraph 1, following by the main body paragraph 2, which will be your third paragraph, and then last paragraph should have conclusion. Okay, then now, as I told you, IELTS is all about paraphrasing. No matter whichever task it is, you need to know the art of paraphrasing. So in introduction, say the question was asking, a big salary is much more important than having a job satisfaction. So how are you going to paraphrase this? Having a financially supportive salary or having a big money via salary is much more preferred over job satisfaction. Or you can write it like, people who gain more salary, who have more packages, they prefer that kind of job over any job that gives them satisfaction, right? This is how you can paraphrase this line. Paraphrase, paraphrase, paraphrase. So first introduction line should be your paraphrase of the question, following by your opinion that you're going to discuss in detail in the main body paragraphs. Introduction, paraphrase the line of the question, followed by the reasons of whether you are agreeing or disagreeing. Give those reasons, that too not in detail, just line, just a reason. Okay, and then state the two supporting reasons. Okay, whatever it is, just in short, you have to give the reason whether you are going to disagree or agree. And yes, do not forget to write that you are going to either agree or disagree with the topic, because the examiner needs to know which side you are going to take. Sometimes we just write the reason in the introduction, but we forget to actually write the opinion, because they are asking for your opinion, and that's the essence of this type of essay, right? Now, once you have completed the introduction, you need to move ahead to the main body paragraph 1, which will be your paragraph 2, ideally. Then, what you are going to discuss in this body paragraph, you are going to choose the reason that you have given in the introduction. Now, you are going to discuss that reason in detail with some supporting sentences and the examples. Okay, to support that sentence, suppose you have agreed, like, people do work with those jobs that give them, that pay them more, right, over the satisfaction thing. So suppose I agree on the situation and I'm giving the reason that they can fulfill their needs, one of this reason. Now I have to back up this reason with supportive answers. For example, I'm saying I can fulfill my dreams, or if I have monetary backup with my job, then I can buy anything that I like, right? And I can live a standard of life, a quality life. So that could be my supporting reason. For example, if I'm earning blah 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 $1,000 and a month, and then my earning is way better than an average person in my country, then I'm able to spend more the way I want to. That's a kind of example. That's just an hypothetical example I'm giving you. Or, I mean, you should know the way you have to structure. Paraphrase the reason, the way you have given it in the introduction, followed by the supporting lines, and then an example. Similarly, you're going to do the same stuff in the paragraph 3 of your essay, which will be main body paragraph 2. Again, you have to outline the second reason that you have given in the introduction. Discuss that reason in detail. Okay, now support this reason with your supporting reasons. Like, suppose I have the second reason of me choosing money over satisfaction is that I can live luxury life. I have peace of mind. I don't have to work with two jobs, and then. Yeah, I mean, you can support this that second reason with multiple examples. Now, for example, if I have to, if I'm earning $4,000 a month, okay, and then I have to buy a Gucci watch, say, and that costs me around $100. I will be able to buy, provided I have all the other expenses paid easily, right? So, I mean, you just have to support your answer with any relevant example, but that example should be related to this situation, not any hypothetical example you can give. You can give your example, but it should be related to the situation that you are discussing. Okay, now conclusion. Conclusion is the essence of the essay. Why I'm saying this? Because that reiterates, even if the examiner doesn't read your body paragraphs, he will look at your introduction and conclusion for sure, because that tells him your idea of the essay is clear, you're coherent to the topics that have been asked in the essay, and you're actually following the structure, you're actually answering the whole question that have been asked. So in conclusion, you will again paraphrase the question and then again paraphrase the reason that you have given in introduction, followed by any suggestion or recommendation. Yeah, that adds much importance in conclusion, I'm telling you. So summarize your opinion once again the way you did in introduction. You have to do that in conclusion and give a key reason and supported by a recommendation or suggestion, whatever you feel like. So that's how a well-balanced essay looks like, and then you guys can easily generate idea. But my tip of this essay task should be, like, do give at least 2 minutes to think. You know, you should give at least 2 minutes to brainstorm the idea. If you have more points on agreeing, then go with that. Do not just take in between. Do not take the partial side. Because sometimes people think that taking a side, a balanced opinion is a better idea. But for scoring more, you need to have a side, right? So if you're choosing a side that gives examiner an idea that yes, you know about the topic, and then you just brainstorm quickly, give just 2 minutes initially, do not just rush on writing what has been asked. Do not just go and rush on it. Think about the topic, 2 minutes, just think of yourself in that situation, and then think whether you have points on a positive side or on the negative side, or if you are agreeing or disagreeing. If you have points to discuss both, whether the positive aspect are more or negative aspects are more. So you need to decide which side you are taking. Ideally, it is always better to take one side. Do not take a balanced opinion. I'm telling you, if you want to score more, take one side. No matter whichever side it is, they are not checking your general knowledge. They are going to check your English and how well supported your English could be. So if you're going to disagree, but give your opinion, support that opinion with your reasons and examples. So that would, you know, help your essay look much better to the examiner. Okay, I think that's all I would like to share today. And before I end this session, let me just give you some ideas for the question, like brainstorming ideas for one side and the other side. So for agreeing the situation, I would say, okay, it brings satisfaction. Money brings satisfaction, right? Money brings luxury, quality of life. However, if I disagree with the topic, then it brings more stress. It brings more stress, and stress can lead to all the situations in your body, right? And everybody knows it. So it can lead to physical and mental health imbalance. Then it's like you are overstressing your body. So if you are earning less, you're less stressful. You are healthier and happier. And there is a sense of fulfillment. So this is how you should think, right? If you have support towards the agreeing side, you should give more reasons on that side. If you have support on the disagreeing side, you should give more reason on the disagreeing side. But Now you can question me, like if you are going to take one side, so how you're going to give an example for the other side? Let me tell you. So if you are trying for the one side situation, just discuss one side in depth, but do not forget to give the opposite aspect as well. So suppose in main body paragraph 1, you are going with the agreeing side, like you want more money over job satisfaction. So you are going to discuss one of the topic, one of the reasons. For example, you are saying more money gives more sense of fulfillment, right? And you can buy things which you want, right? But money doesn't buy happiness. This could be a scenario where you are telling the examiner, yes, I'm supporting my statement, but I'm also showing the other side. So the examiner will get an idea, okay, the candidate knows what he has been asked, but he is telling the other side as well. Now, moving on to the main body paragraph 2, you're giving other reason as more money in job gives a better quality of life. However, it can lead to stress. So this is also a way of presenting the essay, that you are discussing both the situations in each of the paragraph, but you are focusing more on the side that you are agreeing to. Okay? Yes, so that's what my tip of the day is. And just follow with this type of structure, you will ace in your exam. And for that will happen for sure. Just write simple English. Do not make complex sentences if you are not able to. Do not think that if you're going to write a Harvard type of English, you're going to excel. Nobody. That happens nowhere. I'm telling you. When the real situation kicks in, you're going to write what comes in your mind at that time, right? So just stick to the normal situation. Just stick to your normal English. Do not try to make complex sentences and end up nowhere. So it's better to make short sentences. Yeah, use linkers, use the collocations which you can, use the connecting words. If you are sure, use punctuations correctly. If you are sure that you can connect the sentences very well, go ahead. But do not make too many complex sentences. Use simple English, you will easily get band 7 for sure. Okay. Alright, so I think that's all for today. Thank you so much, guys, for staying up with me. I'll be right back after I get to prepare my other episode on a different type of essay. Thank you so much for sticking with me. Thank you. Stay tuned. Bye. Have a good day ahead.